How's it going, everybody? We are here on Wrestling Observer Radio. It is August 23rd, 2012. Figure4online.com/WrestlingObserver.com. Joined by a very special guest today, and how apropos it is. Chael Sonnen is here on the line, fresh off accepting a fight with John Jones for the UFC 151 event that John Jones turned down, forcing the cancellation of the event. And Chael, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. Take us through the situation yesterday when you got the call to step in for Dan Henderson, and what happened?
Well, I was out doing what I do, and I received a phone call from Uncle Dana, and he said, it was pretty quick, he said, "What are you doing next Saturday?" He said, "How would you like to fight?" And I said, "Who?" And he said, "John Jones." And I said, "Put me in, coach."
And at that point, the call was made to Jones, and Jones turned it down. And what was your response when you got that news back from Dana?
Well, I simply responded by saying, "Okay, I'm being given news. I'm just a reactor. There's nothing I can do." I've never seen this happen. I've never seen a gentleman... I've never seen a champion turn down a fight. I've never seen a guy that's in shape and healthy turn down a fight. I've never seen a main event turn down a fight. So there was all these things coupled into one, right? We got a healthy champion who's the main event, all three in one, that turned it down. It was more of a kind of like a head scratching moment than anything.
Now, Greg Jackson, in responding to Dana today, who called him a fucking sport killer, I believe, said that it would be very foolish for John Jones to take this fight on 3 days' notice, because he said the last week, the main training session ends in 3 days, and then, of course, you've got the last week before the fight. And what is your response to Greg Jackson claiming that John Jones should not take this fight on 3 days' notice?
Well, there's kind of a hierarchy in our sport, and I'm an old school guy, and I really believe in it, and I believe coaches are above athletes. And whether Coach Jackson is my coach or is somebody else's coach, he's still a coach, and I'm still a fighter, and that puts him above me. So I don't get in any kind of media or any kind of spats. I think coaches need to be respected, and I'll leave it at that.
You, a couple of days ago, made the statement that you did not believe that John Jones was ever going to fight you. And I'm not sure if you got the offer to fight on UFC 152 or if they just made the offer for UFC 151. Do you believe after what went down, regardless of the 3 days, 8 days, whatever, that John Jones will ever be willing to fight you?
Well, John Jones just lost his protective status. 3 days ago... he was in a spot where he was a little bit more of a shot caller. Now, he's far underneath the executives, and he's far, of course, underneath Dana White. But he still had a position, at least amongst athletes, where he could put in requests that would be listened to a little better than some. He's lost that status. So John Jones's ability to duck me and stay away from me is gone. The other day he made that statement, and then he threw out three names that he wanted to see me fight because he thought they could derail me. I had to go through the same thing with Anderson, where he's like, "Man, somebody please stop this guy before he gets to me." And that's our sport. I get it. And John's a good, solid, talented guy. But that's really all I can say for it. I'll fight my way to Jones. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. Either way, smacking Jones around or smacking somebody, what's the difference?
Why do you personally feel that he decided not to take this fight? Was it a 3-day deal, or was it an issue where he just figured John Jones is, he was training for a wrestler, and granted, you're a different style of wrestler than Dan Henderson, but you would think that you've been training for a guy with a somewhat similar style for a long time. You should just accept this fight. Do you think it was an issue of he's heard what you've had to say and he is unwilling to take a fight with you, or do you feel it was a deal where he did not feel that he was physically prepared for you?
Well, you're essentially asking me to try to think like John Jones, and if I was successful and I thought like John Jones, I would be a much stupider person. I am a genius. I am a published author on the New York Times best-selling list. The last thing I want to do is try to think like John Jones does. But, I mean, look, he can do whatever he wants. It just doesn't affect me. You know, I'm not a bully. He obviously is. Bullies pick and choose their opponents, and non-bullies don't. A lot of guys like to walk around like tough guys and say they'll fight anybody at any time, but I really will. I will fight any one of those guys at any time. And if I'm not prepared, if I haven't done my due diligence, then I'll walk out there and take a beating. But I'll take it like a man, and I'll take it either way. I'm not going to hide behind the curtain. I'm not going to hide behind anything. I'm a competitor, and if there's a competition, I'm going to go compete. And if he's not like that, and clearly he's not, okay, well, no problem. He's got his system, too, and he's come pretty far. So he's welcome to have it, but it's just not the path that I've chosen.
We've got Dave Meltzer here on the line. Dave, go ahead.
I didn't hear if this has been asked, but can you kind of describe like the last, whether it's 24, 36 hours of your life and how it kind of all went down?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Dave, did you really think, I mean, that's obviously the most obvious question. Did you really think your partner in crime there would have covered that?
Probably.
I mean, I don't know if this has been discussed. Like, what do you think we were doing? Like, discussing our favorite Rihanna song or, like, playback? What do you think we've been doing on the line here? I'm just out of curiosity, of course, Dave. I respect you. I'm just wondering what it was you thought we were talking about, like what we had for lunch or something? All right. Let me rewind. I got a call last night right around dinner time, and I referenced that because I was hungry and planning on what I was going to have for dinner. And it was Uncle Dana, and he just simply said, "What are you doing next Saturday?" And he said, "Do you want to fight?" And I just remember thinking for a second, like, what, you need me and Forrest next Saturday? Like, why would you need us? And so I just said, "Who?" And he said, "Jones." And I said, "Yeah, I'm in." You know, and then we kind of got a little bit into, hey, you know, what happened? Is Dan okay? That was my biggest concern, and still is Dan okay? You know, so we covered that. It was a really quick call. He was in his plane in Los Angeles, and he was flying back to Las Vegas. So he didn't have time to talk. He just needed an answer. And I said, "I'm in."
And then what this was like this morning when he said, you know, that the whole thing had blown apart?
Oh, right, the second part of the story. Sorry. Yes. So he called this morning about 6 o'clock. I was still in bed. I was watching the news, the East Coast feed. And my phone goes off about 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit after, and I grabbed it. And it was Dana, and he said, "Look, man, he's not taking the fight. The fight's off." And that really surprised me more than anything. Really, like, geez, am I hearing you right? Who's not? John Jones isn't taking the fight? Like, I didn't know that was an option to not take a fight. I've just never heard of it. I've never heard of a champion. I've never heard of a main event. I've never heard of a guy who's healthy and coming through training camp doing that. And this guy was all three of those in one. You know, he's a healthy champion, main event, and he pulled out. So it caught me a little off guard, but that was it. I didn't take up a lot of Dana's time. He said his piece, and that was it.
Now, one quick thing here. When you were preparing to face Anderson Silva for the second time and the fight was attempting to be put together, and Dana's talked about how when he flew down to Brazil to announce that fight, when he flew down there, at that time, that fight had not been made. So Anderson was a champion who, at least at some point, had refused to fight you as champion, and of course, in the end, he did. And we've got a situation here. Were you kind of thinking, you know, up until the whole thing went down, that okay, in the end, Jones is going to take this fight, and then, of course, in the end, he didn't.
No, I really didn't. You know, when Dana called and said he's not going to do it, I assumed that was pretty definitive. And Dana had called me pretty early. He and I are on the same time schedule, but New Mexico, where John's at, is ahead of us. So I knew that he'd been up and working and probably had slept last night. And I knew when he called that he had the answer. He wasn't calling to share news. He was calling to you know, to report it, to tell me how things were going to be. So, no, I knew the fight was off. I was worried about the card, though. I thought, God, how are they going to salvage this card? You know, there's a lot of guys on it. There's a whole industry at play here, all the way down to guys like you who are reporting on these fights. So there's a whole industry that's going to take a whack because one bratty entitled kid didn't want to follow through.
All right, Dave, we got to let Chael go here, but go ahead. One last quick question.
Okay, I mean, from their standpoint, I know that you can't really think like they do, but I mean, like with his advisors and everything. I mean, one of the things with John is that John's not really as popular as in some as perhaps he should be. And if you look at like the big picture, I mean, I think that they could go and look. Well, maybe, you know, a week isn't enough time to train for a new opponent. But if you look at the big picture, it's like he's a guy who's trying to market himself as, you know, the face of the company and Nike and all this. And he's already, you know, again, he's not as popular as he should be given his record. And now he's in a position where if you look at the big picture, they're going to help his popularity and it's going to kind of give him a stigma. And I'm just wondering if they were thinking that through.
Yeah, but I mean, look, let's start from the beginning. First off, screw Nike and screw the Swoosh. All right, those guys are out here in Oregon with me. They didn't pay John Jones any money, and their stock is plummeting. So let's not hang any weight on those fools. And secondly, look, he can do whatever he wants. I mean, yeah, I hear what you're saying from a PR standpoint. Was it a good move? And no, it wasn't, but... you know, there's no ill will towards that. He's got his career and his advisors, and he can do it his way. I mean, the guy's a fantastic talent. I sit back and watch him. I've never touched him. I've never put hands on him. But I look at him, I go, man, you're the best fighter out there. And I always hear these arguments for, you know, pound for pound. I'm going, where's the argument? It's got to be this Jones guy. Now, I could beat him, but he could beat me too. And if he wants to put the scale in his favor, this was his chance. Okay, there is no 8 days. It's 0 days for me because Greg Jackson's right. The last week, all you're going to do is media tours and try to find a way to get your weight down for the scale. That's all you're going to do. So I have 0 days notice to take him on. The next time we match up, I'm going to have a 90-day contract, just like he will. And, I mean, this was his shot as far as, you know, getting past me is concerned. This was his opportunity.
Well, Chael, I want to thank you very much for doing the show today. And sorry the way things went down. And best of luck for the fight with Forrest.
I appreciate that, gentlemen.
And thanks, of course, everybody, for listening. We'll be back in a few moments.